It's time for Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of CBD. You can participate and have your specific questions answered by emailing sweethomecannabama.com. And now for all things cannabis in Alabama, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I'm Jennifer Boozer, your host, owner of Cannabama, the CBD store. We're located at 558 St. Francis Street in downtown Mobile, 2090 Schillinger Road South in West Mobile, in Daphne. Gosh, I can't remember the number. What is wrong with me? Whitney, call us. It's like 45 numbers. Friendship Road, Daphne. Just Google Cannabama Daphne. And we're open and fully functional in Hoover. Got to go back this week, put up some curtains, a few other things, and hire a couple people. I don't want to talk about it. And then as soon as we're done in Hoover, we're going to move on to our Montgomery store. COVID-19 will not hold us down anymore. We're excited. Interviewed some really cool people, people that actually work in the industry. So we were up there for 2 weeks getting set up, and as soon as I got there, I got a sinus infection and bronchitis. Now, do not go to Walmart in Birmingham with bronchitis because people want to kill you. I kept going, I promise it's bronchitis. Oh my gosh, I was sick. But you know, you go, and your body goes, nope, we're staying at the house. So we ended up being there 2 weeks, and it's just been wild. But we're real excited. The store looks so pretty. We've had traffic start to pick up. They were sheltering in place. Everybody's kind of starting to come out. Traffic picked up. Birmingham traffic is no joke. But there were riots and there were protesters. And then we rented an Airbnb downtown. It was such a pretty old house. And it wasn't that cheap. And then after the second night, a friend of mine that I was meeting with about processing said, hey, I think they're going to have a white supremacy rally tonight. You may want to stay in the suburbs. So I went and rented a hotel room. Like, I'm out. It was me and my 18-year-old son. So I'm paying for an Airbnb and a hotel room. Yeah, it was crazy. So luckily, you know, they were blocking off the streets like 2 blocks from the place. And I'm like, not trying to be in the middle of that. That's just hateful. So, but we made it home just in time to turn around and go back. I think we'll probably be rotating back between Hoover and Montgomery for probably a while. It takes a while to train. In Cannabama, we have a certain standard. I don't leave anybody alone in the store with customers until they've been trained fully for months, because they need to be able to do what I do. And that's why I try to be generous with my customers. I mean, with my employees, because I expect a lot out of them. It's not a labor-intensive job. It's a mentally intensive and emotionally. Some days I go home with more intense interactions with people, and I'm like, wow. It just takes it all out of you. And lucky for me, I love it so much the next day I'm ready to go. But anyway, West Mobile, I know you guys know we have been closed on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we've been closing at 6 o'clock because the payroll with the lack of traffic was just absolutely killing us. So starting today, we are resuming 6 days a week. So for all of those of you who called, checked the Google and all that good stuff, we had at least 4 or 5 people call or come by every time. And I hate that because I hate to disappoint people. And I hate to not be able to meet their needs. And a lot of people won't just go on downtown or they won't come back. But I couldn't help it. And so you'll be happy to know that Cannabama West Mobile is now fully open 6 days a week. Downtown is still smooth sailing. And Hoover 6 days a week. Daphne is, I think Daphne's 7 days a week. And then Montgomery will be 6 days a week. So, and I think I'm working on a deal where this show will be syndicated in Birmingham and then in Montgomery. So we'll meet a lot more folks. I'm really excited. I hope people in those areas like it as much as people do here. We get a lot of good feedback. Tonight we're going to talk to my friend Mark Bradley. He is the owner, founder. What's your title? Owner, CEO. Founder, everything. CEO. Yeah, chief executive everything, like I used to be. of CBRX, and we met him a year ago, August. Yeah, you came down from Indianapolis, and I was like, okay. I mean, I'm not going to say no, but you don't have to come all that way. And we went to the Bluegill and had great conversation and taught classes in the store. And that was the very first CBG. And I know some of you are going to go, wait, I thought we talked about CBD. We're going to talk about CBG tonight. We were the first store to have a legitimate CBG product. And Mark's product is still the best CBG we've ever had. And so we're going to talk to Mark about who he is, what he does, how he got into the industry, the types of products that they have been making, and then the new stuff. Because he was just telling me on the way here, I don't think I even understand fully what he was saying, but we're always learning. So welcome to the show, Mark.
Thank you, Jennifer. I appreciate being here.
We're going to have to go eat seafood again.
as soon as
we
the
put
show's
a hurting
over.
On the bluegill last time, and it was hot. Ooh, it was August. I remember sitting out there on that deck thinking, oh, we're going to just melt. Tell us who you are, what you do.
Well, my name is Mark Bradley. I'm the owner and founder, CEO of Midwest Hemp Authority and CBRX brand. And we essentially manufacture and formulate tinctures, a lot of custom stuff these days, mm-hmm. For retailers. So I travel the country and spend my time on shop floors figuring out what these different cannabinoids, if you will, do.
Right. Customer feedback.
Yeah, and as we try to get more specific with treatment, and what I sort of got tired of hearing at the very beginning a couple of years ago was this, that oils would work for a while, they would stop working, people would have to go to a higher milligram, and it just didn't make a lot of sense to me. Mm-hmm. And when we started to figure out that it's the profile of the plant that goes into the oil that makes the most difference.
Because every brand, every tincture, every crop is different.
Every crop. So you within a manufacturer, from one batch of hemp and one batch of oil to the other, you can make it taste the same, look the same, feel the same.
Right.
But you can't.
Is weird because I've had tinctures that every month that I bought a new one, it was a little lighter, a little darker. That's normal. It's a natural plant. It's kind of weird for it to always be the same.
It is. And so the frustrating part to me was that we'd have customers who would, spend their money and get great benefit out of a certain product. And then 2 months later, they would say things like, my tolerance has gone up, or
that's strange because I don't know that I've ever heard that.
Well, and it's interesting. So if
have people that are like, it just doesn't do. And I know we always adjust the serving, and we try. And some people, and you explained this to me last year, some people just don't respond as well to CBD products. And those people usually respond very well to CBG.
Well, and so as I was trying to figure out the inconsistencies and results of some of the full spectrum oils, I discovered cannabigerol in a lab, which is CBG, which is the stem cell from which all these other cannabinoids come from. So
right,
THC,
the mother
CBD,
cannabinoid.
CBC, CBL. There's about 120 cannabinoids. There's about 8 that we're currently testing for and that we find to be significant now. There will be a lot more down the road.
I didn't realize it was 8.
Sure. So, CBC, CBL, CBN, CBG, CBDA, CBD.
Right. Well, I've seen the list, but I didn't realize people were already working.
Yep.
I mean, I got excited with CBG and then CBC and CBN.
And why we're getting so excited about these is we're realizing that each cannabinoid really has its own set of benefits.
Absolutely.
And so when I first took CBG myself, I'm an anxiety person. I'm not feeling anxious today because I've had plenty of CBG because Jennifer poured a bunch down my throat before.
And you've been giving away gummies all day.
I've been eating the gummies
all day. You eat one, you give one. They're good.
So essentially when I put it in my mouth for the first time, I'd been taking CBD oil and the benefits certainly were there. But when I put cannabigerol in my mouth for the first time, I knew within 5 to 10 minutes that there was just something very different about it, at least for the anxiety properties of it for me.
Right.
And
so, I remember you talking about in the front end, there's a little bit of a almost euphoria.
It is.
And then it's just like, nice.
And I
looked for that in people's testimonies, and it came every time.
I found it to be like no other. So just like any other cannabinoid, when we find them, when we start to work with them, we give them to our families and friends first. It's the only thing we have. We don't have researchers that are willing to work at the pace that we need to figure out what these things do to get specific in our treatment.
Right. Okay. So when we come back from the break, we're going to talk to Mark more about CBG. Did I hear you say CBL?
Yeah, CBC is the one we're working on now. We're going to talk more.
Stumped. Oh, I love you. Okay. When we come back, we're going to talk about these other cannabinoids that I didn't realize people were playing with. But, you know, I've said many, many times on the show, the future is isolate these different cannabinoids and custom make products for people.
Agreed.
Yeah. I mean, and so some people need more CBN. I was blown away when someone very important in this town came in and asked for CBN. I said, how did you even know to ask for that? My doctor.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Booser.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. We're talking to Mark Bradley, who owns CBRX. He is schooling us on CBG. And all sorts of other CBs. Say that list again.
Essentially, what I was getting at, and before we broke there, was that, you know, as we find a cannabinoid, at least with CBG, how I started was, hey, let's get it in my mouth. Let's get it in our close friends' mouths.
We do that. Everybody in the store tests it. And then we let our customers try it.
That's right. And so we make sure that it's safe, that it's we have all the third-party testing, the chains of custody, and then we start to put it out into. So I go to showroom floors all around the country. That's what I spent the last two years doing. Giving away free CBG. About gone bankrupt giving away free CBG to figure out how it works.
I can relate.
And so what I found with cannabigerol being the stem cells, it does a lot more than sort of just the anxiety piece. And so as I was passing it out and giving it away, and we were starting to formulate tinctures, we realized it has huge pain potential, pain qualities, and has other qualities that it could potentially affect as well. So we started to realize that there was a much broader scale of things that cannabigerol could do.
Well, I mean, the use of the term stem cell, the point of stem cells is whatever's going on in your body, the stem cells go to whatever it is that's wrong and fix that. So you can put the same stem cells in, you know, a body, and they'll go in. I used to say everybody's cracks are different. Mm-hmm. We all have cracks in our health. Everyone's cracks are different. This goes in and fills in whatever your cracks are.
It's interesting that you say that, because I was at first using CBN for sleep and CBG for my anxiety during the day. Mm-hmm. Well, I ran out of CBN, okay, and because there's a cost to me as well. Though I'm a manufacturer of a product, it still costs me money, and it's still not inexpensive to take.
No, it's not.
And so I went a couple of nights without my CBN, and I didn't need CBN to sleep anymore.
Right.
And so what we've started to realize is over time, you know, CBG may be good for some things instantly, which we can't make claims about, but certainly you could try it and see if it's good for you. But over time, it seems to level it all out. So it's a very good point. And so maybe the stem cell is just what slowed us down a little bit on getting to CBC, which we know does some other things. But CBG just hits such a wide swath that we've started creating products with a G base and with CBD for a certain condition. Just starting to get specific with treatment. And a store like Cannabama, where you know, has an owner that's so involved in education, the customer is going to get what they need for their specific condition, as opposed to just throwing mud at the wall.
Yes, thank you. That's why we carry so many brands. A lot of those brands, we carry one product, two products. Everyone's tastes are different. Everyone's needs are different. Everyone's method of consumption. Excuse me.
You must have COVID.
No. I will kill you. Bronchitis.
She took CBG. There's no way.
But everybody needs something different. And I'm in a lot of groups on Facebook. There's a lot of women's groups. And everyone's always asking about depression, sleep. You know, we carry five or six different products for anxiety. because some people respond to ashwagandha and some people need kava. Some people need this much or that or the combination. We have it all.
Yeah, and I think it's important, as Jennifer said. I mean, when she says she has a lot of different brands, I want to clarify that. So Jennifer is trying to put together the best products of each type of cannabinoid and each type of delivery system. So she's
Absolutely.
Not going to have 30 different 900 milligram full spectrum. She's going to have one that she believes in.
Right.
And I think that avoids confusion, too, for a customer and for employees who are servicing the customers. And a trend in the industry originally was like, let's be the CBD superstore and have everything. Well, it doesn't make a lot of sense that there's a potential that a customer could walk out of any store after spending $100 without a product that works.
Right, right. And well, and again, that goes back to why we are so passionate about our 1, 3, and 5 serving tinctures, single gummies. That was my biggest seller for 19. I sold almost 3,000 single gummies because people are less intimidated by the price and they just want to try it. They don't want to pay $60 or $80. They're scared. They don't understand. Even when they speak to us initially, it's a lot to take in.
Well, there's a big excuse in the industry. I hear it at a lot of stores, and it's really not – I don't want to say it's an excuse. It's a habit, but I'm going to tell you what it is. And it's probably happening – offense to the stores where it's happening or even owners out there, that business store owners that are saying, I say that. Well, they say, hey, everybody's different. This may not work for your anxiety, or this may not work for what you're coping with, right? If you deliver a supplement in the same milligram every time, it should have basically a similar effect on a human. Different doses,
right?
But different
the doses
are different. The serving sizes are different. But if CBG works for you, it should continue to work for you.
Right, right, right. Well, and I tell people that, you know. When I give them a product for the first time, most people, unless it's like severe chronic pain or something really bad, most people, and I think in the South it's different because we have much more inflammation type diet. Mm-hmm. We're fatter. We eat a lot more sweet tea, drink a lot more sweet tea and a lot more sugar and a lot more cake. And, you know, we do like sugar. We are drinking and eating our diseases. But, you know, because people in California or in the West Coast, 10 milligrams, they rave. I wouldn't get out of bed. It wouldn't do a thing for me.
Right.
But in the South, in my experience, 2,000 plus people a month for 2.5 years, 25 to 50 milligrams is an average starting point. We start low because once you get to your sweet spot, more is not more.
No.
You know, unless you're injured. You break your leg, you might want to try 3 times a day, or you might want to up it by 25. But once your injury is healed or your sickness goes away, in my experience, like when my son broke his leg, I was giving him 100 3 times a day, but he didn't need to take pain medicine for 5 days, and then twice a day for 3 days, and then once a day, and then down to 50. And he healed so fast he got cleared for football 2 months early because the bone healed so strong. He never limped. He wore the cast for 2 weeks, and he tore every ligament, major and minor.
Must have had CBC in it for the bone.
It was raw. It was raw.
There you go.
It had everything.
There you go.
But I was afraid because I had an opiate addiction history. He was 16. They were putting him under, and it was a brutal surgery. The doctor said, this is a very painful surgery. 3 breaks, and his foot was hanging on by the skin. It was bad. His coaches thought he would never run or play again. And now after his soccer games, his coaches would be walking to the car and go, CBD.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of people countrywide saying CBD.
Because they're like,
CBD.
I can't believe he can even run.
Well, there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people running around saying CBD. And then there's a lot of people listening to me right now saying that I've tried it. It just doesn't work.
Right.
Me.
Yeah,
and I'm going to tell you right now, you need to stop in a Cannabama store, ask for something specifically for you.
Yeah. Well, you know, I told someone last night, he came in to get something for his mother. She was elderly. She broke her back. And I was like, ooh, man, here's something for her incision. And he was like, ooh, I don't know about that. I said, trust me. You'll be her favorite. And I gave him some different instructions, and he had initially bought capsules, and I was like, I don't think that's the best idea. I'm going to give you 8 servings because she needs it 3 times a day, and she needs a little double dose the first couple of days. And she has anxiety, insomnia, and she's elderly, so she's got aches everywhere. And, in fact, I need to check my phone to see if he texted me today because I just met him. But I explained to him, you know, you could line up identical triplets, and if one of them's diet is different, one of them has trauma, one of them, you know, has an injury, the other two don't, they will require different doses. They're identically, genetically, they're identical. But if one of them's eating a lot more sugar, or one of them was, you know, beaten up in an alley, and one of them, you know, got an injury and was addicted to opiates, they will require different things, maybe even different products. Everyone is different, and there's so many factors.
Yep.
Diet, your body fat.
Yep.
How much you move and sweat and all that, how much sugar and all that. And I have a Dr. Pepper addiction. I can't break it. I can quit opiates. I cannot quit it. It's sugar. And every time I crack one open, I think, I'm doing this to myself. Good thing I have a CBD because I used to be miserable. But, you know, and it affects our gut health, and our gut health affects our mental health and all that good stuff. So when we come back, what are we going to talk about,
well,
Mark? What's next?
I'd like to hit a little bit more. I'd like to hit a little bit more on CBG and the fact that when we talk about different effects, again, we sort of went back to the different effect thing.
Right.
And we may have, with cannabigerol being a stem cell, I'm finding a much more consistent result with this cannabinoid across.
Because it's adaptive.
It seems to be more of a 95%er.
Right.
You know, as opposed to CBD, you may have to try several different things.
Yeah.
You will know when you take CBG within 10 minutes if it's
for you. Yeah, and I tell my customers, here's where our starting point is. If the first, maybe the second time you use it, if the first time you use it, you're not impressed at all, bump it up. Don't waste time. You get 5 servings, bump it up. And if it helps your anxiety and sleep but not your pain, that's a serving size issue. Bump it up. And if even then it doesn't work, let's try something different. But those 3 and 5 servings are $9.
Yeah, you're one of the few that does it. I travel.
It's hard work. Yeah. It's hard work. When we come back, I get a lot of criticism too. Oh, well. We'll see y'all in a minute and talk some more about CBG.
Back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I'm Jennifer Boozer, owner of Cannabama, the CBD store. We're here with Mark Bradley from CBRX. We talk about CBD, CBG, CBN, CBL, CB, I don't know. Where do we leave off, Mark?
Well, I think we left off just as you were kind of talking again about, you know, what's right for you.
Right.
The fact that you have those smaller doses where people can
I know, I thought that would catch on somewhere.
Well, the reason it doesn't is there's a, you know, people don't want to spend the time to break down a bunch of different bottles. So what happens is they come back
so
to the
short-sighted.
They come back to the manufacturers and they say, "Hey, give me a free bottle. Give me a free bottle. Give me a free bottle."
You know,
and
what I do? What I go to the manufacturer and say, "Can you make me a 5 serving so I don't have to make it myself?" And he hesitated, but he made 2 products. And we sold them, and they pitched them to their other retailers, and now they have a 5 serving of everything in there, and they have a ton of SKUs. And we can't keep them.
Well, the problem...
They're $10 and $15.
The problem for the manufacturers is that, hey, you can give samples all day long, but if they're the employees at the stores that are taking them and not giving them to the customers, and they don't end up in the customer's hands...
Free samples, trust me, I know. Exactly, we have a drawer and a box.
Free
and,
is a brutal word, right? And so
yeah.
To ask for a $5 to $10 investment for somebody to try something, I think is fantastic.
Right.
They'll
well,
know.
I had to pay for it. You
They'll know.
Pay for it.
They'll
Sometimes
know.
I do give them for free.
Yep.
But I can't afford to do that every day all the time. We have
nobody can.
We probably have. Oh, I bet we have over 100 products that we sell a single, a 3 serving, or a 5.
Yeah, and I mean, like
even like bath stuff. We have little. I said this looks like meth. It's a little baggy, and it's bath salts, and they're sort of a silvery color. I was like, that looks like meth. We need to do something different. But we have Cocoa Puffs. Just one serving, it's like 13 Cocoa Puffs. You know, one dog jerky. People want to try it.
They absolutely do, and they should. My policy is if anybody brings back an unused bottle that's at least half unused, I will refund the company's money. So
right.
I'm sure enough about my products that if a half a bottle's used or less, you want to bring them back to the store, I'll gladly refund any store that works with me for that product. I'm
right.
That.
Now, all of our brands are good like that. We, you know, if we have... Every once in a while, we'll have a vape cartridge that leaks or something goes wrong. They replace it. They're great about it because it doesn't happen very often, and they take as much pride in what they do as what we do. And we all know we're fighting for normalcy. We're fighting for understanding because when people don't understand something, they're not going to be for it.
Yeah, and that's why I don't want to get so far into the different cannabinoids tonight as much as just understanding that CBG is the stem cell we found that she's really strong and that she's really, really good for a lot.
Mamas usually
are. Mama, as I said, is mama the strongest or is dad the strongest? So anyway, so finding the stem cell in her, we do know what CBN, you know, is an evening thing. Mm-hmm. And we also are finding that when we pair CBG with some of these other cannabinoids, it really, the entourage,
enhances it,
really, really enhances it for certain properties.
Just in case you got a crack over here or there, we're going to fill it in.
That's right.
Yeah, just cover all your bases.
That's right.
Well, I think that sometimes, you know, when we give samples, it's usually a 25, a 33, or a 50. And when somebody tells me they have chronic pain here, 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 and here, I'm going to start you at a 50 because I've seen enough to know 25 always gets bumped up. Mm-hmm. But if it's anxiety, 25 is plenty, maybe more than enough.
Yeah, and you know, and most people sort of like you would say, hey, make sure that you do get a, you don't want to, you don't
a
start
a little bit of overshooting.
A little bit of overshooting.
That way the
first
experience is dynamic.
Right.
But we don't want to waste people's money.
We don't
want
to waste product. And so with CBG, what we found is overdose is a horrible word when it comes to CBD because you can't overdose.
Yeah.
But taking too much CBG, somebody can say, hey, it really helped me with this, and this pain, anxiety, whatever it did. Mm-hmm. Whatever it did for them, they can say that it really did it and it did it well, but I got drowsy. That's a symptom of too much CBG. So
right.
You would want to pull back that dose. So it's very, very important, too, to look at to find bottles that have marked droppers so that you can find the dose on that dropper or at least pay attention to where you are on that dropper and dial your dosage in and play with it so that you're not wasting oil because it's not going to hurt you, but it's you're just wasting your money. And so when people come to me and they say, oh, it's $140, well, the bottle might last you 2 months. And I said, well, is it not worth $2 a day? Is it not worth $2 a day to feel like that? You buy a beer for $2 a day.
Right.
You go to a parking meter, you don't complain, you have to pay $2 to park.
Yeah.
And so I don't understand the $100 argument.
Well, also, most of the time with CBD, 1 milliliter is the serving. With CBG, it might be 0.25.
It might be 0.25.
It might be, drops.
It might be 3, 4, 5 drops of 1,000 milligram CBG. So another thing that's important, too, if you're looking for cannabigerol, a lot of people are playing games on labeling. So they're labeling bottles as CBG or CBN. And when you really dig into the amount of CBG or CBN that are in those bottles, it's not indicative of what's on the label.
Right. It's like they put a dropper or two of it in the whole bottle.
In the whole bottle. So really,
there is CBN in there.
There's CBN in there because we added
product.
It. But it's but so
trust me, when it is a CBN product, you know.
You know. And
you
so
sleep like the dead.
So
it's so good.
So what we do is we just essentially the way we label and our policy is listen, if you get other cannabinoids, if we say it's 1,000 milligrams of CBG, there's gonna be 1,000 milligrams of CBG in there.
Or a little more. Usually.
Ours are a little over, and I've been scrutinized for that. But
it's a plant.
People. It's a plant.
It's not a plant. It's not like it's 3,000 instead of one.
And so,
why is that bad?
The extra cannabinoids that people get, we don't get. Just to give you, for instance, our 1,000 milligram CBG, this last test was 1,100 of CBG, but because there's so much CBD in the distillate, we're making its full spectrum. There's CBN, there's CBC.
It tips the scale.
There's other cannabinoids in addition to that 1,000 milligrams.
Right.
So I think that as we normalize and the industry normalizes and you have owners like Jennifer who pay attention to things like that, there'll be less misunderstanding, hopefully, and customers will also obviously get educated when they're spending that kind of money.
Yeah. I had a new customer come in yesterday, and we were actually closing. I wasn't even supposed to be there. It was three gentlemen. They all had the same illness, and they all used pain medicine. And they wanted, you know, I asked them some questions. Do you feel good? How much are you taking? And then when they started telling how much, 20 years of, I was like, no, please. Do you want to not do that and feel better? Yes, let me teach you. And so we had this whole, all four of us, the door was locked. Nobody was coming in. They were wonderful. When I went to walk them out the door, sometimes I feel like I overdo it and I overwhelm people. Their eyes get big and they back away. But one of the gentlemen stopped me and he turned and he said, "You're something else." And I wasn't sure what he meant by that, but I took it as a compliment. I think I blew his mind. But, you know, we hear it time and time again. You can go on Facebook and read our reviews. Education, knowledge, service, compassion, you know, that's repeated. And they'll name different staffers, which makes me so proud. Because I was always afraid. I have this freaky ability to remember things and teach them and regurgitate them. Most people don't. And can I find people that can do something like that? Or at least, you know, enough to give you more than you're going to get anywhere else. And I've been so fortunate. But like I said earlier, I pay them well because I expect a lot of them. They believe, though, you can come in and say, what are you going to do with the rest of your life? I'm going to work at Canabama. I'm going to have my own store one day. They want, they're 20-something, and they want to be with me and do this for the rest of their life. And who knows what it'll look like in a year or 2 years. But if your store that you're shopping at, if the people that work there can't answer these questions, if they cannot go into it and sit there and for 2 hours satisfy your questions, maybe shop around. It takes a lot of work. It's the hard way. I worked myself silly, but I knew from the beginning there needed to be a place that you needed to be able to get small servings and try it. And it's not scary. And they needed to be able to know what it is, what it does, how it works, how to use it. Because otherwise, they're going to hit or miss. So many people, oh, CBD's crap. It doesn't work. I read a thread of women talking about CBD for anxiety. Oh, it didn't work for me, but Prozac does. Well, I don't know where you bought it or how much you took or how many times you tried. But I guarantee you, come to me and I can, 2 days max.
They must not have been moms or they would have tried the mother cannabinoid.
Oh.
CBG may have changed their mind. And the point being, I think we've lost a lot of potential customers. So if there's potential customers out there that have
absolutely
tried CBD,
they paid $200 for a bottle, took it twice, hated it.
I don't blame
it's
you.
Snake oil.
I don't
and they
blame
tell
you.
Everyone they know. So, and they stay sick and they stay miserable and they won't come to let me have a shot at it.
Let's give a shot to the products that are out there. I mean, we are starting to see products being weeded out of the marketplace a little bit. There's still some.
It amazes me though. In CVS and other pharmacies, they have a whole display. CBD is here, and I've never heard of these. And I've talked to some people. I've never heard of these brands. I'm like, where is it on the? I know how to read a label, and where are the labs? Where is it from? Who's farmed it? It's just like they put CBD on something.
Yeah, man. Well, they're doing
Walmart has 1,000 new products that say hemp. It's misleading.
Yeah.
It may be made of hemp fiber. Even
hemp seed oil is not.
Right. Hemp seed oil makes great nutrition.
Yeah.
Salad dressing, skincare, just for the moisture, the omega-3, 6, and 9. Great stuff. Worth about $11.
Yep.
For a ginormous bottle.
Right.
When people come in and show me a bottle that says hemp seed oil or hemp oil, and I know from what it says, it's seed oil. and they paid $80. Ooh, I get red in the face.
Well, and it's really not. It's not fair to those of us who are out there,
right,
vying for to help people and trying to really put products on the street that make a difference. I mean, both Jennifer and myself are in this. It's the best job I've ever had. Now I couldn't
do this for any other reason.
I'm 2 or 3 years older than most of our employees, but
right,
but
me too.
but it is at the absolute best job I've ever had. To drive the country, to see the country, and to meet people, and to help people that need it with pain, anxiety, focus on what they're doing, and to do it immediately, to do it today, to do it with products.
Oh man, I'm so jealous because I talk to these people on the phone because they're doing their store and I'm doing mine. I would love to do that. I remember you saying that you drive all over the country, you see things, and you told me what you thought about my business compared to others. Tell us. Who is winning in this market?
I'll tell you who. You know,
winning, I mean not going bankrupt.
Right. Winning right now means you're not closing your doors.
Right.
So essentially what I've found is that stores that have focused their business on solving problems as opposed to the novelty items. There's great CBD mints out there. There's great those are nice. There's great.
And we have them.
Yep. And there's great CBD taffy. And there's great. And those are great. And maybe for a child to calm down or something like that. But the stores that have focused on really selling products that
medicinal.
That are medicinal, that are for something that are something somebody needs for pain, for anxiety, for whatever it is. When you're solving issues like that in people's lives, it's going to be one of the last things to go in their life. It's that important.
Right.
And so the stores that have been more the novelty and it's a price thing.
Pandering stoners. I always say you don't have to pander to the stoners.
I'm the best of the stoners. But I will tell you that's been sort of the death of them, right?
So. Absolutely, because it's so limiting. When we come back, we're going to round out the hour. I have to complain about the banking.
Banks.
I have a bone to pick.
A lot do.
Come back in just a moment.
To Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
All right, welcome back everybody to the fourth segment of Sweet Home Cannabama. Almost screwed that up. I got a bone to pick real quick. I meant to say this at the top of the hour. I got a problem, and I would love for any of my customers who are listening who work in any kind of banking, please listen up. I need your help. I have been banking with, first of all, it took me 3 tries to get a checking account. Now this was 2018 in August, months before the farm bill, and no one else had done it in Alabama. The bank that I had bought 2 houses with compared me to a strip club. And then I moved on.
You have clothes on though.
I know, right? Money laundering or something. I don't know. A high risk. I just thought really you couldn't have gone with a less. Yeah, that's tacky. I won't be buying any more houses from you. But the third bank, BB&T, I was thrilled. They gave us a business checking and merch, and so we opened an account. We start our business. And we had been dropped by several merchant services providers. And during the grand opening of downtown, the regional manager was there with his wife at our event. And I found out Elavon, who had just gotten signed up with 6 weeks before, was dropping us and holding $21,000 of our credit card sales. And he got on the phone, and the next day I had merchant services from BB&T for brick and mortar only. And that was over a year ago. And I got scammed. I've never said that out loud in public. I got scammed by a predatory lender, and they were just siphoning off money, and I was in trouble. And I went to BB&T, what can I do? And my lawyer said, try to stop it, you know, do what you can. And they suggested I close my bank account and open another one. And I said, okay, and I did. And 2 months later, they dropped my credit card services because I closed my bank account, which they told me to do. And so I had to scramble, got the Square from my online services, who then subsequently held $10,000 of sales during COVID. And I had to cry and scream and beg for my money. And so May 11th, I got a letter. I got a text, super classy, that they were going to close my all of my accounts, my bank accounts, my checking, and my I have a petty cash account for buying paper towels, all of it, my personal account, in 45 days because I sell edibles, which I have sold from day one 2 years ago.
Not THC edibles either, people. These are CBD edibles.
These are isolate most of the time.
Oh, my goodness. Not even full spectrum.
It's pretzels and goldfish
and mints.
Gummies.
And the mints.
That's what you're talking about. And the irritating thing is that someone high up in management, and I guess I shouldn't be too specific, would come to my store downtown because he played Ultimate Frisbee up the street, park his truck, because there's not good parking, and changed clothes in our bathroom. And he saw the edibles every time. Never said a word. And that was last summer. I mean, he did it for months. And I got a text from him. And I'm like, I don't understand this, because I happen to know every store in this town sells edibles. I happen to know someone personally who sells the exact same edibles as me that banks at BB&T. And I'd love to know if their account is still active. I don't know why. So now I've been going to different banks, and no one will give me a checking account. I've been to BBVA. I've been to Merchant Marine, who applied for my PPP that I got.
And your check's cash, because I've had one, I think.
What?
Your check's actually even cash.
Well, we do pretty well. let's see. What was the other one? BBVA, Merchant Marine. Anyways, three or four major banks. I don't know why I can't remember, and I want to say it so bad. BBVA, interestingly enough, has been, for the last year, the bank for what is now Cannabama Daphne. So they have a Cannabama Daphne with checking and all that, but they won't give me one. And I don't understand why, because BB&T made a good bit of money off of us. They got our merchant services fees, and they got the fees for actually holding our money for us.
Well, hell, I mean, they're charging our industry anywhere.
They wouldn't give me ACH to do direct deposit. I couldn't spend more than $6,000 a day, and some of my invoices were twice that. They wouldn't give me a credit card. I just didn't understand. And every way they could limit us, they did, and now they're just dropping us.
This is happening, and it's been happening, as you know.
I have less than 15 days to find a bank, and I'm striking out. I had my staff calling four other banks today, because a lot of times this process takes at least 2 weeks.
What was the federal farm bill passed for?
Oh, Hancock-Whitney. Hancock-Whitney took 2.5 months of back and forth questioning to vet me.
To say no.
And then they rejected me after 2.5 months. Here's why. Because one product that I sell, they said, come from a business that also grows weed. And I asked, which one? I don't know what you're talking about. And they named... And this is ironic, and I hope someone in their family is listening. It's probably likely that Farmhouse Hemp, who are from Mobile, Kelsey Briding, his dad Terry is the hand doctor. They have wonderful products. We have a deal to sell their Y flower, and our customers love the Y flower. And I didn't think that they grew weed. And so I went, and I said, is there nothing we can do? I could drop it because I knew Kelsey would understand, but I don't think Kelsey's, growing weed. I went to Google, and it's called Sweetwater Farms. There's five in the country. The one on the top of the list is in a totally different state, and they grow weed. All they did was Google Sweetwater Farms, and instead of looking at Kelsey's in Colorado, where they only grow hemp, they rejected me after 2.5 months for a farm that I don't even know.
Well, it's forced.
And they would not even consider hearing me out.
It makes no sense. You pass a farm bill that makes hemp
products
less than 0.3% THC federally legal.
Right.
Okay, you allow us to ship it across state lines. And then you force us to take cash because your banks won't take our credit.
Well,
our
what
credit
am I going to do with that much cash? Get robbed?
Well, that's exactly right. And so, and it also is incentive for fraud. You've got businesses out there taking in a bunch of cash. Do you want the tax money or do you not want the tax money? So it makes absolutely no sense to partially legitimize a business. It's like partially going to war.
Right. Well, take it. I mean, honestly, I don't want to divulge how much we've sold since we opened, but it's a little bit. And they made the fees off of that, which is based on how much you bring
double
in.
And triple.
And then the credit card, that's 70% of our sales. 2.7% on every swipe for 2 years.
I'm paying 4+% on credit card swipes.
And I do now for Square.
And it's brutal. It's just it's not fair.
Yeah.
Are we legal or not legal?
Right.
Either put us in handcuffs or let us do business.
I have at least 11, 12 months more of a legitimate reputation as an upstanding business person who pays taxes, who pays their bills.
Well, you were here first.
Who doesn't sell weed. Right. I've been here proving myself longer. And I know good and well every other store, there's 20-something, every other store in this town has a bank account, including Cannabama Daphne.
Well,
so please, if you work with banking, I know I've tried a couple credit unions, which were supposed to be doing more on the Safe Banking Act, but they don't. Some of them don't even do business accounts. I need a checking account. I'm not asking for merchant services even.
I don't even want to say where I bank.
I need a place to put the money so I don't have to keep it in my own possession. I'd like to be able to take credit cards. My customers get upset. But I got to have a bank. You know how many bills automatically come out? I mean, just all that. I have to be able to have a bank card to pay my vendors so I can get the products to sell it. I cannot live without a bank.
So Jennifer can pay 4% on her card transactions, and then she can pay me, and I can pay 4% on those transactions, and then 4%, 4%, 4%.
Well, somebody said something about when you Google me, you can't separate me with cannabis. But so? It's legal.
Cannabis, we love it all.
Yes. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks, Mark, for being here. I think we're going to have to do some follow-up shows on those other alphabet letters. Again, if you have any kind of connection in banking, you can get me just a place to park it. Jennifer@cannabama.com. I'm going to put my personal cell phone number out there, 251-303-5193. Simply CBD put it out there, being crappy anyway. We'll see y'all next week. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you,
Sweet
Jennifer.
Sweet Home Cannabama.